And once again, welcome to Setting the Standard. My name is Pedro Reyes. We're right here on KPFA 94.1. And right now we actually have a guest hostess who's going to be telling us a little bit about an event and interviewing a guest. What's that? I guess the actual...
A very, very special artist that we're going to have there during our show.
And so you're hearing Yeye Suarez. Yeye, tell us a little bit about what's happening with this event and then take it away.
All right. Well, thank you, Pedro, so much for always having us back here on Setting the Standard. It is awesome to be here at KPFA. My name is Joanna Suarez, known as JJ Suarez. I have an music ensemble, which will be performing at the magical venue in San Francisco called the Red Poppy Art House, 23rd at Folsom in the Mission District. We will be performing Saturday, January 25th at 7 p.m. Doors open. 7:30 is the show. We hope to see everyone there. And during our show, we're going to have very, very, very special guests. And with us today is one of them. So I would like to introduce Mark. Mark, welcome to the show.
Thank you so much for including me, Johanna.
Yes, of course. So Mark is such an interesting person, but he is also a very, very talented musician, singer. And why I invited him is because I was very surprised to see this very handsome, white, blue-eyed man singing Colombian songs, singing songs that I grew up with, you know, in my childhood, songs that I didn't even know and that my parents are like, whoa, you know, like these songs are from our childhood, you know. So it was very, very touching hearing him sing. So I wanted you to tell the audience a little bit about you, a little bit about your project. Why do you, you know, how did you get into this beautiful songs of Colombia that really, they're not obviously popular songs, you know, that are played in the radio all the time, or that youth are like listening to, right? But that they're so valuable, and the lyrics and the just, you know, the melodies and the whole rhythms of them and where they're from. So tell us a little bit about you and also your CDs.
Well, thank you, Joanna. I do wish more people were listening to these songs on the radio. Not just my versions of them, but the ones that were recorded a long time ago. Maybe it's 13 years ago now that I met my partner, Juan, who's from Bogota. And through him and his family, I encountered this whole repertoire. And I've been an actor and a singer for a long time. But very quickly, I realized that I had to learn this music. And it took me many years to have the courage to perform it in public. But one time when we were visiting Colombia, his mother was actually sick, and we had a lot of time to spend in Bogota. So I looked up some musicians, different great people, someone who played with La Provincia, with I just forgot the name of the wonderful cumbia musician, so famous. Anyways, really great people. I got to hook up with them and share the music, and they really encouraged me to get out there with it. And so I'm slowly doing that. And in fact, I came back here, and one of the first things I did was ask around, who should I meet with? And I met with Rafael Marriquez at La Peña, and we ended up spending, I don't know how many years, 5 years, something like that, working together on this repertoire. And he recorded a CD with me. And then this past year with Jeremy Allen, the bassist that plays for your group, we did another CD. And when we were in the middle of that project, then Rafael had an accident and he died. But we still came out with this CD, with the songs that we were able to record, and made it a memorial to him. I imagine some people hear it listening to KPFA. Remember him.
Definitely.
and have him in their hearts.
Yeah, definitely. So, Rafael was a dear friend, and especially, you know, in the Latin American music scene, you know, a lot of us looked up to him so much, and it was definitely difficult, you know, to find out that now he was no longer present here physically. But definitely his music is here, you know, his music is with us, and all the wonderful memories that we have of him. And your CD is one of those memories, you know. And I think it's such a wonderful, it's just such a wonderful representation, you know, of his talent and then your talent together, and being able to have that recorded. That's really, really amazing.
Yeah, I was glad that we finally came out with the CD, even though we hadn't really finished it, because it just was important. There was a way that it helped me come to terms with the fact that this had happened and let him go. So, yeah.
Definitely, yeah. So that's another, you know, additional, I think, part of our repertoire for the Red Poppy, the show that we're going to have this past year, 2013. We have had a lot of close friends died, or, you know, just very unexpected things have happened in the different musicians' lives. There's, you know, the sadness of seeing our friends go, but then there's also a lot of things happening in our lives that are to celebrate. So we see like this duality of emotions coming together, and that's what we want to represent in our repertoire. And I think that's what was one of the main reasons why I wanted to invite you, you know, mm-hmm. to be able to really, you know, with all the drums and all the rhythms that we have, being able to offer this like joy, celebration, these like vibrations in your bodies, and then at the same time be able to combine that with these melodies and with this, I don't know, I remember when we were rehearsing, you were saying this is a very intimate part, mm-hmm. you know, this is mm-hmm. where you need to like really, you know, open, and you know, this is the intro where you're just like, you know, and I love that description, because it does exactly what I want the audience to feel during our show at the Red Poppy. So tell us a little bit about, you know, what are your favorite rhythms of Colombia?
Oh.
Or of Latin America?
Yeah, I like slow, sad songs. And so I'm very drawn to pasillos, the really nostalgic pasillos, and bambucos, the slow, sad bambucos. See, there's always a version of each rhythm that's the happy version and the party version, and then there's the one that's very sad and introverted, and where the poetry is really deep, and that's the direction I almost always go. And for me, it's maybe a little easier, because you have a little more freedom with the rhythm in the slower forms. The faster ones, you have to be in the groove, you have to be in the pocket, you have to know where everything is. And with the slower ones, you have a little more, what's the word, forgiveness, maybe. But and it can be, you know, I'm an actor, so it can be about it really can be about the lyric. It can be about what you're trying to say. So same with like I like a milonga that's really full of longing, or sometimes that's funny. But
yeah.
What we really get, but it's all about the words. So yeah.
That's exciting.
How long has it been since you've done a show with the Poppy?
So, oh my gosh, the Poppy, the Red Poppy is kind of like our home, mm-hmm. you know. We, mm-hmm. I definitely have the Red Poppy in my heart so much, because they were like an incubator for my professional work, for my artistic work. And, you know, Todd Brown, the founder, has definitely been a person I admire a lot. And the people that I met there, which our other guest will be Cristina Ibarra, which has been also a volunteer of the Poppy for a long time. She's a singer for the Three Bird Souls, and she's just amazing too. But we performed not directly at the Red Poppy, but we performed for the MAP, which is, you know, was also incubated in the Red Poppy Art House this past December. And then last year, we performed in November at the actual Red Poppy for the International Women's, Stop the Violence Against Women. They had a video, a documentary presenting there called, under the series Red Reels. So we were invited to participate on that. And always it's just such a pleasure to go back to that venue, because it's a living room that is, you know, has old chairs, and it transforms, you know, into this space where when you come in and you know what it looked like before in the morning, you know, and then when you come in to perform, it's a completely different space, because the people that hold it together are just so like whole. You know, they just have this. They're not just, oh, I'm an artist, you know, and I live in San Francisco. They are, yes, I create art, and I am also active in my community, and I am also seeking justice, and I am also, you know, doing my art for a very particular reason of advocating, and usually it is advocating for social change, you know, and that's what our compositions are about, you know, the compositions that, you know, that I write, I feel that are inspired, you know, by God, and that I hope that my lyrics can share a message of inviting people to come together and to seek social justice, but not to just be like, oh, you know, the government does this or just like presenting the problems we already know are there, but rather looking deep inside of us and saying, okay, what's wrong with me? You know, how am I becoming part of the problem rather than the solution? And then once I'm being able to understand all these issues that we come with, you know, because we come with like ancestry of issues, how can I then become an active, positive member of my society? And so those are the lyrics. And then with these lyrics and melodies, I feel just that the amazing musicians that I have been able to be presented to, like, you know, recently our percussionist Braulio Barrera was nominated for the Grammys with the other band that he participates with, Pacific Mambo, and you know, Jeremy Allen, which you know very well. He is multi-instrumentalist, plus he's an incredible sound engineer. And then Yuritsa Yaret, which is multi-talented as well. She directs and composes her whole music on with her band San Matiz. Luis Rodriguez, which is a Venezuelan percussionist, and he knows so much about traditional Venezuelan music, and he does Puerto Rican music and Brazilian music. So, like, you know, just all of us together, and what they bring to the ensemble is just incredible, you know. So it's just such a fun experience. Christina was telling me, she's been rehearsing with us these past weeks, and she's just like, you guys are so much fun to be with, you know. It's not rehearsal about like, oh, we have to get this right. It's about like, how can we live this music? How can we like jam, you know, how can we like create as we are practicing, but in a like whole way, you know, like in a, mm-hmm. Yeah, so it's a great experience.
And like you were saying also, so you guys are really tight as enjoying yourself as a group. And people coming to the Poppy, it really is like a living room, that it creates community because the people sitting next to each other meet each other, you hope anyway. But it's really easy there, you know.
It's kind of hard not to talk to your neighbor.
Exactly. And it's not like a concert in a concert hall where there's this sort of feeling like you're actually not supposed to talk to each other, you know what
yeah,
I mean?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And you can, the performers are right there in front of you, you know. It's very warm. And I have to say, it's really, as an audience member as well as a performer, I love performing there and I love going to see things there. It's so different from a big stadium concert or even just a small concert hall, because you really kind of are at the same level. You're right with each other, holding each other, making the music happen.
Exactly. Yeah, you perform at the Poppy as well. You perform
with Rafael and Jeremy.
Yeah. It's definitely a wonderful space. And I have in my hand right now both of your CDs. So the first CD is called Árboles y Amores. And Rafael Manriquez is on guitar on all of the songs, correct?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And then we have Florecer, which is your newest CD, right?
That was actually the name that we gave to the group with Rafael and Zach when Jeremy joined. Jeremy engineered the first CD, but he didn't actually play on it. And with this CD, we called the group Florecer, and the name of the CD is Diamantes en la Grama.
Oh, and, beautiful.
Yeah, and it's named from the first song, which is a wonderful vambuco called Grato Silencio, mm-hmm. which is very meditative. We added this sort of klezmer thing going on into it. You have this wonderful feeling of quiet. It's all about nature, and then like the groove kicks in, and then you're back to nature, and the groove kicks. That's really nice.
Wonderful, and yeah. We're going to get to hear a little bit of Mark's music, as well as music from our ensemble, JJ Suarez Ensemble, and you can find us on the internet at www. www.yeyesuarez.com. That's yeyesuarez.com. On Facebook at facebook.com/yeyesuarez. And on YouTube at youtube.com/layeyesuarez. LAYEYESUAREZ. In English, I think a lot of people want to always call me Yeye because it's Y-E-Y-E. And they're like, why is it that you say JJ, but it's Yeye? And I'm like, well, you know, not all things are like they appear. And so, you know, they call me in Spanish, they call me Jota, and in, you know, so many different names. But we are JJ Suarez Ensemble. And we hope to see you on Saturday, January 25th. At 7 p.m. at the Red Poppy Art House. That is on 23rd and Folsom in the beautiful neighborhood of La Misión, en el barrio. Así que los esperamos el sábado 25 de enero en el Red Poppy Art House, 23 y Folsom. Pues, Mark, muchísimas gracias. Es un placer.
It's a para pleasure. Mí también. Muchas gracias.
Sí, to have you as a friend and also as a, you know, partner in crime, but it didn't work. I tried to use the same thing in English, but I still don't know how to quite get them. But yeah, it's just amazing, and I'm just so glad to be able to have you with us, hopefully, on the 25th of January.
I look forward to it. Yes. Hope to see lots of people there.
Yeah, so please come out, because we're going to celebrate. We're going to celebrate Luis Rodriguez, our percussionist, birthday. We're going to celebrate my birthday. We're going to celebrate Mark's new CD. We're going to celebrate Yuritsa, our guitarist. She's actually going on a tour to Peru. So there's so much to celebrate. We're going to celebrate life. It's a new year. Started with us, the Yeye Suarez Ensemble.
That's right. And once again, that was Yeye Suarez right here with us. And I'm wondering, Yeye, before we go, if you want to, you know, just do an acapella for the folks, or also Mark, if you're welcome to do an acapella for us right here, just so folks can hear what's going to be playing there. But again, you know, it's about having the band too, the music behind it. And you can also check out that on the CD. So I think, Mark, can you tell us where can they get your music as well?
Sure. It's at www.markbaum.net, N-E-T. I did really want to make sure that I mentioned all my personnel, since JJ did the same thing earlier. Jeremy Allen on bass, the maestro Rafael Marquez on guitar, and Zach Pitt-Smith, a wonderful clarinetist, on clarinet and flute.
Yeah, and that's Mark, MARKBAUM.NET. Mark Baum.
And I just want to say, en paz descanse el maestro Rafael Manriquez, for sure.
En paz descanse, sí.
So right now we're going to hear from Mark, and then if you want to go, that would be great.
Okay. This is one of the first songs that pulled me into singing Latin music. It's not from Colombia, it's from Argentina, by the eternal Atahualpa Yupanqui. And the song is El Árbol Que Tú Olvidaste. Ooh. El árbol que tú olvidaste, the tree that you forgot, siempre se acuerda de ti, always remembers you. Y le pregunta la noche, and asks the night, si serás o no feliz, if you are or aren't happy. El arroyo me ha contado, the creek has told me, que el árbol suele decir, that the tree is always saying, quien se aleja junta quejas, en vez de quedarse aquí. That the one who goes away just piles up complaints when he could have stayed here. Quien se aleja junta quejas, en vez de quedarse aquí. Al que se va por el mundo, to the one that goes out in the world, suele sucederle así, it always happens this way, que el corazón va con uno, his heart goes with him, y uno tiene que sufrir, and so he has to suffer. Y el árbol que tú olvidaste, siempre se acuerda de ti. And the tree that you forgot always remembers you. Arbolito, mi arbolito, tree, tree, my little tree, yo te quisiera decir, I want to tell you something. Lo que a muchos les pasa, you know that thing that has happened to so many people, también me ha pasado a mí. Well, it happened to me too. No quiero que me lo digas. I don't want you to tell me, pero yo tengo que huir, but I've got to hear it. Quien se aleja junta quejas en vez de quedarse aquí. Quien se aleja junta quejas en vez de quedarse aquí.
Wow. Thank you.
Beautiful.
Thank you so much. Oh.
Thank you for that translation as well.
Sure thing.
Definitely.
And now we got Yeye Suarez as well right here.
Right. So here's one of our newest song. I'm going to sing it a little bit different than what we play. It's you'll get to hear the actual version if you come to our show. It's called En Ti. Te conocí de niña, de joven te mentí. De adulta te dejé tirada en casa. Y así seguí mi vida, creyendo hacer yo todo. Caída tras caída, levantándome a mi modo. Tantas pruebas, oh, mis suspiros. Tanta lluvia inundando mi camino. ¿Qué sería de mí si no te hubiera conocido? Nada dentro de mí si no estuvieras hoy conmigo. Escribo mi pasado, tristezas y rencores. Daño entregado a tantos, tantos corazones. Buscando en el vacío de tragos de amargura. Sanación para el mundo, ciega que solo tú lo curas. Tantas pruebas, oh meu suspiro, tanta lluvia inundando meu camino. ¿Qué sería de mí si no tivesse te conhecido? Nada dentro de mí si no estivesse conmigo. Hoy yo lo dejo todo, mi alma está en tus manos, la única decisión muy bien tomada. Entiendo que soy tuya y ahora soy amada, y gracias a tu hijo yo he sido perdonada. Tantas pruebas y tú, mi único camino.
Right on. Little trip to Brazil there.
And once again, the concert is going to be when?
Saturday, January 25th, 7 p.m. It's a very small venue, and the last time we played there, it was sold out, and people were outside and could not get in. So if I was you, I'd get there right at 7. It's going to be, if you need more information on the actual show, you can go to our website. And once again, it's www.brazilbeats.com. yeyesuarez.com, or you can also go to the Red Poppy's website, which is redpoppyarthouse.org.
Well, once again, thank you, Yeye, for being one of our guest hostess here and
thank
bringing
you,
in
Pedro.
A special guest as well. Thank you, Mark. Once again, your website for folks to get your music.
Thank you. The website is www.markbaum.net. This is the first time I've been on KPFA, and I'm just very grateful. Thank you for including us.
Well, thank you for coming by right here and setting the standard. Most definitely got a voice. Keep it going. The talent. I appreciate you singing in Spanish, even though it's not your original tongue, so to speak, right? And so, again, thank you very much for bringing those voices back, because it is important for our youth to hear
definitely
these traditional songs that were meant a lot to the love of our lives, in the sense of our parents and what they loved and how they ended up falling in love as well.
Yeah, definitely.
So once again, thank you very much, and we'll definitely stay in touch and contact, and if any other shows, please let us know, and you're always welcome here.
Thank you. Keep up the good work.
Thank you so much. Thank you to everyone listening.
Orale pues, and once again, this is Pedro Reyes. We'll be right back after this quick music break, so stick around.